Hello, I am Omar Gayaga, Omar G from Television Without Pity.
And I'm Pablo Gallega from nowhere in particular.
And we're here to talk about movie trailers, the first of which we will be talking about is Pineapple Express. We're going to be talking about the red band trailer, the naughty trailer that you can only see before certain movies and on the
It's
internet.
restricted,
It's
is
a
why.
restricted red, awful blood-colored trailer, and you can tell that the movie deserves the red band trailer because the first thing you see in the trailer,
Pot.
Seth Rogen token up
Smoking.
in the car,
He's
rolling in the
doing
car.
drugs.
He is rolling a joint and rolling in the car. You know this is a stoner movie. I predict that smart-ass movie theater operators around the country are going to be playing this movie on a 420 showing. And people will be like, yeah, 420, man. I'm going to go see it at 420. Pineapple Express is a Judd Apatow joint. Apatow or
Yes.
Apatow? I always get confused.
I say Apatow.
What about Apatow? Is he actually?
Apatow.
Apatow.
A Patow.
A patois. This movie from the makers of Superbad, of course, and Knocked Up. Same crew. Same Seth
Same
Rogen.
folks,
Same
adding James
faces.
Franco and
So yeah, James Franco is playing sort of the Brad Pitt in True Romance role, only he moves around more.
the lovable stoner.
The lovable stoner. Who couldn't have a stoner movie without the lovable stoner?
He's the guy that'll come and eat all your pizza, but you still smile.
You go on an adventure together to go find more pizza. So the movie comes out in August, and as the Redman trailer indicates, a lot of foul language. I saw a C word and an F word.
There was a C word?
There was a yeah, where he.
Wait, maybe we're not thinking of the same C word.
I'm thinking of the C word that means pee-pee
Oh, I was
at the
thinking of
very
the.
end. So the setup for the movie is that Seth Rogen is going to pick up some pot at his pot dealer's house, who is James Franco. From what we can tell from the trailer, he finds some really awesome pot called Pineapple
Pineapple
Express.
Express.
So not a train.
I was wanting a train.
I thought this was a train heist movie. Pot is supposed to be this awesome Pineapple Express Hawaiian pot, I'm guessing, and then they go off on an adventure together. Seth Rogen is wearing the brown suit of I work for the man and my life sucks and
And I think Franco's wearing pajama pants for a majority of the movie,
yeah.
which is
There's the
perfect.
contrast. Is if you're wearing a brown suit, your life sucks. If you're wearing pajamas, eating cereal and watching 227, your life is pretty awesome. They go off and have a little adventure together because Seth Rogen witnesses some sort of murder at the hands of Gary Cole.
Just a random
Some
thing, I
random dude gets
guess,
whacked while he's
while
toking up
he's
in a
smoking.
outside in his car. He witnesses a murder, and I guess that sets the
So I guess
plot.
that's the link up right there, is that if you're smoking when something bad happens, you have to go on a little adventure or
It's
something.
your responsibility as a stoner. You have to get your life together to go have an adventure with police cars and chases and Rosie Perez, apparently. It looks like Rosie Perez is playing what, a cop? Is that what it looked like?
Yeah.
So we have Rosie Perez in the movie. We have Ed Begley and Nora Dunn appear in the trailer, and also the guy from The Office, who from the warehouse. I can never remember his name, but he
I
was
don't know.
also the bouncer in Knocked Up. Now the trailer has the most awesome MIA song, "Paper Planes," which I just downloaded from Amazon because the trailer was so features it pr so prominently that I had to go download it as soon as I heard it. That's also, very stoner culture. The stoner's like MIA, like her socio-political Sri Lankan hip hop jams. And so there's a big explosion, and there's a whenever there's a stoner movie, there's always a big stash of drugs that somebody stumbles upon, and then they get chased by a bunch of bad dudes. That seems to be the plot of most stoner-centric movies. That must be like the stoner fantasy is
Just stumble upon something
the
when
giant
you're,
bag of weed that you can marry, like in Harold and
I mean,
Kumar.
you're after munchies and you stumble upon something great. That's basically all you can hope for, I think.
It is literally the pot of gold
A pot of
at the end
gold.
of the rainbow. So the other thing I was retreated to in the trailer is Seth Rogen carrying James Franco
In his underwear.
in his tidy whities.
We missed that the first go around. I made Omar rewind
We watched
to
the trailer
verify.
several times, and I've waited 24 years for my brother to tell me, rewind the trailer so we can see the guy in his tidy whities.
I wasn't sure if that's what it was.
What'd you think was there?
I thought he might be wearing a diaper, which would have been even weirder.
Like a rabbit, maybe?
I don't
A
know.
little white mini?
I wasn't sure what I saw.
Toward the end of the trailer, there's an action sequence with a cop car flying through the air with James Franco's foot through the window, through the broken windshield, which is pretty awesome. I haven't seen that before.
Never.
Not even in stoner comedy. And then at the very, very end of the trailer, there's the hitchhiking pee-pee out of the pants
His
joke.
thumb is out of his pants, and it looks like a peepee.
He makes a point of telling Seth Rogen that his thumb looks like a peepee, which is very sad for James Franco.
And that's Rogen deadpans that they're not going to get a ride that way.
So it's sort of a mixing of personalities here. Seth Rogen, even though he's a stoner, sort of, he's a straight-laced guy. He is the voice of reason, whereas James Franco...
He's the sometimes stoner. The guy who kind of is the voice of reason to the always stoner.
So he's like 9 to 5, working for the man, five to midnight.
He'll light up every so often. When he can.
He'll light up with his supplier. Took up with some bad guys, maybe. Took up with Rosie Perez. That's always been my dream.
No.
You like Rosie Perez?
I wouldn't toke up with her.
Oh, Pablo, you don't like Rosie Perez?
Exactly. She would bring me down so bad with that voice.
Oh, man, I thought you liked me. You know, with this trailer, it looks like it's going to be lots of dirty jokes, lots of comedy, a little bit more action than we're used to in an Apatow. Is he actually, he doesn't direct this or anything. I know Seth Rogen wrote it or co-wrote it.
I think so.
But the general Apatow formula of man-boy dudes toking up, telling dirty jokes, get those rascally dudes.
Getting into those hijinks, getting into cars exploding.
And then probably, you know, they're really nice guys at heart. You would want to hang out with them because they're sweet guys.
You root for them to find some munchies.
As opposed to Gary Cole, who plays, again,
the bad guy.
Bring everybody down. Yeah. Gary Cole, man. I love your acting, but I hate your attitude.
His beautiful hair.
Gary Cole has the most awesome head of hair. That's not a wig?
I don't say that.
You sure that wasn't a white rabbit on his head?
Stop. Stop. Don't disillusion
you
me.
You sure that wasn't Tidy Whitey's on his head?
Let's rewind.
Fruit of the Headlooms? This is one I will probably go see. I
think so.
Except for getting Sarah Marshall, I've seen pretty much all of the Apatow joints and have liked them all, and we're definitely in the demo of who they're trying to get, even though we're not stoners. I was never a stoner. Were you a stoner?
Never really, no.
I may have stoned once or twice.
I rocked a couple times.
You rocked?
I did.
See, I always thought I thought about the crack, but then I would be a cracker.
Well, that's not what I meant.
But I may have stoned once or twice in college, but I didn't make a habit of it. You know who a major stoner you don't know about?
Was a major stoner?
You know who was a major stoner? Our dad. Not the dad we grew up with, our real dad.
Oh.
Tommy Chong. I'm sorry you had to find out this way.
No, it's for the best.
Makes sense, though, doesn't it? A lot of stuff in our lives makes sense.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
So, we will probably go see this. Comes out in August. Like I said, Apatow joint. Probably expect lots of laughs, a little bit of action, and a heartfelt, juicy, creamy center with James Franco for the ladies.
Rolled up in a blunt.
That's it for me and Pablo. We will see you next time talking about trailers for movies and television without pity.
All right. Smoke them if you got them.